Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，晚上好。
I enjoyed the ministry time.
我们实在是在一起聚集，我们很喜乐。
Our brother Kwok is sharing some things that fit in very well with the message that I want to share this weekend.
郭弟兄他的交通其实和我的交通是配合的，实际上是很好的。
Through Jesus Christ, heaven's been connected with earth.
经过我们的主耶稣，天和地联系起来。
That precious ladder from heaven.
是从天降下的那个宝贵的梯子。
And right now our life is involved under that ladder.
我们现在的生活是和那个梯子是有紧密关系的。
We're sharing on the Gospel of John.
我们一起在交通约翰福音。
And last night we tried to share on the Logos of Zoe.
我们昨天晚上讲到道成为生命。
And tonight on the Logos of Light.
我们今天要讲的是道是那光。
So we want to go through some scriptures that are found in the Gospel of John regarding light.
我们今天晚上来读在约翰福音里面关于光的一些圣经。
Let's begin in the first chapter, verse 4.
我们先从第一章第四节开始。
In him was life.And the life was the light of men.
生命在它里头，这生命就是人的光。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Verse 9.
第九节。
There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
John 3:19.
约翰福音三章十九节。
This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
And then in chapter 7,
第七章,
a few verses beginning in verse 37.
从三十七节开始。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.But this spoke he of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Then John chapter 8, verse 12.
八章十二节。
Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Then in chapter 9, verse 5.
九章五节。
While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
And then John chapter 12, verse 35.
十二章三十五节。
So Jesus said to them, For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and went away and hid himself from them.
耶稣对他们说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的，不知道往何处去， 你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们称为光明之子。耶稣说了这话，就离开他们，隐藏了。
And then in verse 46,
然后四十六节
I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness.
我到世上来乃是光，叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we come to you in Jesus' precious name.
父啊，我们是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名来到你的面前。
It is only in your light that we can see light.
只有在你的光里，我们才可以见到光。
And we pray your light may shine upon this gospel this evening.
我们求你的光来照亮这卷圣经。
Help us to see the mysteries of your light.
帮助我们看见你光的奥秘。
Help us to understand how this has to do with us.
也帮助我们来明白这和我们有何等的关系。
Open our spirits and our hearts to see.
打开我们心里面的灵，让我们能够看见。
You are the light of life.
因为你是那生命的光。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把下面的时间仰望在你的手里。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.Every one of those scriptures that we read tonight, you could preach the gospel from.
我们刚才读的那所有的那章节，你都可以从中来传福音。
If somebody says, in an hour, I want you to preach the gospel, I bet you go to the gospel of John to find something to say.
如果有人说，给你一个小时让你来传福音，我猜你一定会去用约翰福音来传。
The gospel of John is unique.Because it has so many individual interviews where Jesus talks and saves the lost.
在约翰福音里面，它是非常奇特的，因为好像里面有很多那些人来采访耶稣一样。
And we could preach from the Gospel of John, for a long time.
我们可以从约翰福音，我们来传讲很长的时间。
But I'm trying to shake you up.
但是我是想在这里摇动你们
To look under the surface of this great gospel and see deeper purpose.
我们来钻到这个伟大的福音书的底下，我们来看里面到底是什么的目的。
John is bringing many sons to glory.
约翰他要带很多的儿子到荣耀里。
And in his burden for recovery, he sees that we need to look deeper.At the Lord Jesus.
在他关于恢复的这个圣经的里面，他让我们要更深的进入到这个话语里面，让我们看到耶稣。
In John's day, there were many Christians who knew Jesus as their Savior.
在约翰的时代，有很多人他们知道耶稣是他们的救主。
But they didn't know him as their life.
但是他们并不认识他是他们的生命。
They didn't follow him as their light.
他们也没有跟从他，像跟从光一样。
And they didn't know how to live in his love.
他们也不知道怎么样活在他的爱的里面。
And so John saw the church losing its glory because of this lack.
所以约翰就看见，因为这样的一个缺乏，教会在逐渐失去他的荣耀。
So when you look at this gospel,
当你读这卷福音书的时候
，After you've skimmed the surface and seen the great gospel of our salvation.
你就在表面看见我们救恩的伟大的福音。
I wanted us to go and look through it again.
我愿意我们再一次重新的来阅读它。
Surely there's something for you and I.
当然一定对着你和我都有一样东西。
Surely John, even chapters 13 through 17, there's something deeper there for us.
在十三章到十七章那里，一定有对于我们来说很深刻的方面。
There's another dimension he's talking about.
他有另外的一维的空间，他在那里讲话。
But as I said last night, first we have to crack the code to get into these deeper levels.
就像我昨天晚上说的，我们要破解那个密码，我们才可以更深的进入到里面。
John cracked the code to the deeper life when he saw Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
约翰当他在变化山上看见耶稣的时候，他就破解了这个密码。
As he was there, he saw Jesus, whom he had walked with for about 3 years.
他在那里的时候，他看见这位他与他一起同行三年的耶稣。
He heard amazing words of Jesus.
他从耶稣那里听到让人很惊讶的话。
He saw amazing miracles of Jesus.
他看见耶稣所行的让人惊奇的奇迹神迹。
And they came to the place where they saw that he was the Messiah.
然后他们来到这个地方，就看见他也是那弥赛亚。
And they were following him.
他们一直在跟随他。
But when they came to the Mount of Transfiguration,
当他们来到变化山上的时候。
Jesus changed.
耶稣就变了形状。
His flesh was transformed with glory.
他的肉身就被转变，充满了荣耀。
How do you explain that?
你怎样来解释这件事情？
John put it this way.
约翰他是这么说。
The Logos came and tabernacled among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们的中间。
And we've beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
That's not just a man.
那不是一个人而已。
That's something transcendent and divine.
它是远超超越一个人的，是一个神性的。
Something altogether different from what I previously understood.
它和我以前认识的完全不同。
And he could only say, "This is the Logos."
他只能说这就是那道。
You see, that's the code.
你明白不明白？这就是那个密码。
Why would John bring in this Logos business?
为什么约翰要把道这个词来带进来？
We all know Jesus is Savior.
我们都认识耶稣是我们的救主。
Jesus is Son of Man, Son of God.
耶稣是神，神子也是人子。
Jesus is Lord.
主，他也是我们的主。
Jesus is divine.
他是神性的。
Why bring in Jesus as Logos?
为什么要还要讲到他是道？
But you see, there's a very important point he's trying to get across.
你看在这里他有一个重要的一点，他要让我们明白。
God is in the business of bringing many sons to glory.
神他要做一件事情，就是要把众子带到荣耀的里面。
But it starts when we see the Shekinah glory.
只是当我们能够看见他荣耀的同在的时候。
John lived on this earth and saw the Shekinah glory tabernacled in the earthly Jesus.
约翰在这个地上行走的时候，他就看见这个荣耀的同在就住在耶稣的身体的里面。
But Jesus has gone to be with the Father.
但是耶稣要去与神同在。
Now how are we going to see the Shekinah glory today?
我们今天怎么看见这个同在的荣耀呢？
Wait.
你等一等。
Jesus went to the Father.
耶稣他到神那里去。
But the Logos is still tabernacled among us.
但是道仍旧住在我们中间。
This living presence of Shekinah is in the church.
就是荣耀的同在还在教会的里面。
And this living Shekinah abides in every saint who walks in the light as he is in the light.
这个赐生命的这个荣耀，就让我们今天行走在光里面的圣徒们都与我们同在。
So he is the light.
所以他就是那光。
And now we are the light of the world.
我们就是这个世上的光。
Do you see the glory?
你有没有看见其中的荣耀？
And that's the trouble that people have.
这就是那些有人他们感觉到的麻烦的。
Seeing this glory.
他们没有看见这个荣耀。
Now for John, he was here when everything happened.
当这些事情发生的时候，约翰在那里。
He saw the glory come down on the day of Pentecost.
他看见在五旬节这个荣耀降下。
I don't think you can forget something like that.
我想他绝对忘记不了这一天。
But then he saw something even more miraculous.
然后他又看见更奇妙、更神秘、神奇的一件事情。
As people heard the gospel and got saved,
当人听了福音得救了。
And began to walk together in the house of God,
他们在神的家里面，他们一起来生活。
When you went and gathered in the house of God,
当他们在神的家里面一起来聚会。
You saw the Shekinah glory.
你就看见那个同在的荣耀。
Glory as of the only begotten.
就是那个神爱独子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典和真理。
Now, isn't that true?
这是不是真的？
A church is full of grace and truth.
教会是充充满满的有真理和恩典。
It's full of glory because his presence is there.
它充满了荣耀，因为他的同在在其中。
Shekinah means presence.
这个荣耀就是同在。
The glorious presence.
这个荣耀与我们同在。
I hope you haven't gotten used to the presence of God.
我盼望你们还没有对神他的同在觉得很平常了。
I'd like to invite all of you, please, go and visit a nice dead church.
我邀请你们去探访一个看起来很好，但是实际上里面是死的一个教会。
Where there's no sense of his presence.
在里面没有他的同在的感觉。
Now see how long you can stay there.
你看你在里面能够待下来多久。
And you'll come running back.Where the Shekinah is.
你就一定会跑出来回到神荣耀同在的 那个地方。
But you know, John lived more than a generation after Jesus went to the Father.
但是在主去 见父神以后，约翰还活了多于一个世代。
And he saw two things that broke his heart.
他看见两件事让他很伤心。
Among the Jewish believers, the Jewish Christians,
在那些犹太人信主的当中
，religion got in the way，
宗教就被掺杂进来。
Now we spoke last night about this。
我们昨天晚上讲到这一点。
He gave them eternal Zoe life。
他把永远的生命来给了他们。
But you know, religion can get in the way。
但是你知道宗教是可以掺杂进来的。
And the Jewish church in Jerusalem refused to break from Judaism。
在耶路撒冷他们的教会他们很拒绝与犹太教来分开
they continued as Christian Pharisees
他们就好像继续作为这个基督徒的法利赛人
and the life was hindered there
生命就在他们里面被阻挡
and then eventually in 70 AD Jerusalem was destroyed
然后到了主后70年耶路撒冷被毁
because in the Jerusalem churchThe glory was gone.
因为在耶路撒冷的教会，荣耀已经不在那里。
But out in the Gentile churches,
但是在外面那些外邦人的教会当中
，they ran into other problems.
他们也碰到了不同的问题。
Not just the religious problem,
不只是宗教方面的问题
，but the problems with the darkness, false teaching.
而是那些黑暗的、错的一些教义。
Can you imagine John being exiled on the Isle of Patmos and he keeps getting emails from the seven churches that things are getting worse and worse and the glory is disappearing?
你能不能想象当约翰他流放在拔摩海岛的时候他一直收到那些电子邮件讲到这七个教会他们越来荣耀离他们越远
But John knew the truth.
但是约翰认识那真理。
Through the mess that you see outwardly, the Lord is bringing many sons to glory.
在外面他看见我们的主要带众子进到荣耀的里面。
And so, you know, this makes John the apostle of recovery.
这就使约翰成为那个恢复的使徒。
John was the apostle whom Jesus loved.
约翰是主爱的那个门徒。
And God the Father kept John around for more than a generation for a specific purpose.
神，我们的天父保守约翰大概一个世纪的时间，有一个特别的目的。
There are three things unique about John that made him just right for this message of recovery.
约翰在三个方面是非常的独特，这就让他成为作为一个恢复的使徒很合适的一个人。
Because he kept his head near to Jesus' breast.
因为他把他的头枕在我们的主的怀里。
He kept in his heart all the words that Jesus spoke, not only in public, but even more privately to the disciples.
他把主在一切在无论是大众的面前还是在他的门徒的私下的里面讲的话他约翰都记在了心里。
All of the 14 discourses in the Gospel of John are things uniquely spoken of by John. They're not in Matthew, Mark, or Luke.
在约翰福音里面我们看见有十四段的论述只是在约翰福音里面出现你在马太、马可和路加福音里面都看不到。
John hid those words in his heart.
约翰把那些话藏在他的心里。
So that he could write them down for our sake.
他可以把他们记载下来为着我们的缘故。
And he had a peculiar relationship to the Word of God.Second thing.
第二，他和神的话有一个很亲密的、很特别的关系。
Now, you know, some of you memorize the word and the scriptures a lot.
你们 中很多人他可以记住圣经，可以背圣经。
I expect like my brother Raymond with his great mind, he must memorize hundreds of verses of scriptures every week.
You know? 我想我们的 Raymond 弟兄他有一个很强大的头脑，他每个星期都能记几百节的圣经。
Now you can tell by the way Matthew wrote his gospel, he was a memorizer.
你看见马太他写福音书的时候都是出于他的记忆。
He could say, this comes from the Old Testament in Isaiah, you know. So many references he had, you know.
他在他的里面讲了，哦，这是从以赛亚书在旧约里面这一处那一处的出处。
And then there's Paul.
然后是保罗。
Now, Paul memorized a lot of scriptures.
保罗也记住很多的圣经。
Almost everything he preached, he could use an Old Testament scripture, you know.
他每次他讲到他就可以用到旧约的圣经。
John, in his Gospels, in his letters, and in Revelation, very few...Even verses quoted.
约翰在他写的约翰福音、约翰一二三书和启示录里面，好像没有用到旧约圣经的几处。
John's like some of us; he just can't seem to memorize the Word of God.
约翰就像我们一样，好像头记忆性不好，总是记不住神的话。
But don't worry.
但是你不要担心。
He's saturated in the Word of God.
他是让神的话来把他完全的浸泡。
The living word is streaming through him.
这个活的道就从他里面像源泉一样涌出来。
Even though he couldn't give chapter and verse, his life just exuded the word of God.
虽然他记不住是哪一处的圣经，但是他的生命就把神的话涌出来。
He was exiled on the Isle of Patmos for the testimony of Jesus and the word of God.
他被流放到巴摩海岛是因着为了耶稣基督的见证和神的话。
He was a living, walking, talking word of God.
他就是那个活的在讲话的在行走的神的道。
So when the Lord told him to write the book of Revelation,
当主让他记下启示录的时候，
there's only one place in chapter 1 where he actually quotes a scripture from the Old Testament.
只有在第一章里面他实际上他记录了旧约的圣经。
But in that book, there's 384 allusions to Old Testament scriptures in places like Ezekiel and Daniel and Zechariah.
但是在整卷启示录里面有384处他就在那里提到是从旧约以赛亚然后以西结和但以理书里面的章节。
And John had the word hid in his heart so well.
约翰把这些话藏在他的心里面。
That he could spot the Antichrist. He could spot the spirit of error. He could spot the false teacher. Immediately.
他可以立刻的就看见那个敌基督，看见那个假先知。
Those who saturate themselves in the word of God come to know Jesus.In such a way that they can smell any time a false Jesus comes around.
那些让神的话完全浸泡的那些人，他们马上就能闻到那个错的假的基督的到来。
But the third reason that the Lord kept him through all those years, and all the other apostles were martyred, but he remained alive.
当所有其他的门徒都牺牲了以后，神还在那里保守约翰。
God raised him up.As a father to bring many sons to glory.
神兴起约翰成为教父，可以让众子进到荣耀里面。
Whenever John wrote, he could write to my little children because basically he was older than everybody.
每次他写的时候，他都说小子啊，因为他比所有的人他都年长。
But because, as he writes, I write to you fathers who have known him who is from the beginning.
他也向他们说父老我写给你们因为你们是从认识那 从前以先的
John knew him who was from the beginning
约翰认识那位 从起初就有的
And we can see in the book of Revelation
我们也可以看见在启示录里面
John saw the eternal purpose of God in the past, in the present, and in the future
神永远的旨意就他在无论是过去现在和将来约翰都看见
He saw the glorious church
他看见他教会的荣耀
Coming down out of heaven down to earth
从天降到地上
That's the eternal purpose of God
这就是神永远的旨意
Future
将来
He saw the eternal purpose from the past to the future
他从 过往一直看到将来，
What a point of view!
这是一个何等的观点
！And with this, he would bring many sons to glory.
通过这样的方式，他把众子都带到荣耀里面。
He saw in Jesus these four transcendental dimensions that we're using to speak this weekend.
他在耶稣里面看见有三个超越的方面，我们今这个周末我们来讲。
In English, it's easy.
英文里面很简单。
It's the four L's.
是四个这个 L 这个字母
，right? Logos,
道
，life,
生命
，light,
光
，love
和爱。
All of you should learn English just because of that. It's the four L.
你们都因为这个你们要学英文，都是四个字母就代表了。
Now last time we talked about life.
上一次我们讲到生命。
Oh, life is so wonderful.
生命是何等的奇妙。
You believe into Jesus and boom, Zoe.
你当你信主的时候，蹦的一下，生命就来了。
Anybody here tonight named Zoe?
这里有没有叫 Zoe 的
？No, huh? But if you're here, I want you to move to New York because we need more Zoe in our fellowship.
如果你是这个名字，我请你搬到纽约，我们需要更多的有这个名字的人。
Zoe is wonderful.
这个名字 Zoe 是很奇妙的。
Like our brother this afternoon, you can tell that he got saved with Zoe life.
就像我们弟兄下午，你可以看出来，他是因着这个生命，他来得救。
So his testimony is a spring of living water.
这是那个活水的源泉的见证。
Have you ever heard a testimony from a well?
你有没有听过从井出来的一个见证
？Well, I got saved 20 years ago, and nothing else has happened since then.
他说我28年以前得救，从那以后什么也没发生。
No, life.Life, Zoe.
没有在那里看见生命和生命的力量。
If we're going to be many sons brought to glory, we've got to be many sons with life.
我们要成为那被带到荣耀的众子，我们要成为那有生命的众子。
Now the teenagers might not understand a lot of eternal purpose doctrines, but they can spot life because it's bubbling.
那个你们十几岁的人，可能他们不太明白神永远的旨意，但是你可以一眼看见这个生命，因为这个生命在冒出泡子来。
And if you're just a Christian well, deep and a bit dry, the young people can spot you a mile off.
如果你是一个基督徒的一个深井，很干，他们也可以从一英里以外就看穿了。
So here was the problem.
问题就在这里。
Jesus came offering Zoe.
耶稣来是把生命带给我们。
But more often than not, as we read in those early chapters, religion stood in the way.
但是更常见的是我们看见这个宗教就掺杂进来。
Let me just give you some examples.
我可以给你举些例子。
John the Baptist said, Behold,The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
施洗约翰说：“看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
But the Jews weren't interested in the Lamb of God. They wanted to know if he was a Messiah.
但是这些犹太人对神的羔羊一点也不感兴趣，他们要知道他到底是不是那弥赛亚。
In John chapter 2,
在约翰第二章
，Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again."
耶稣说：“你拆毁这圣殿，三日以后我要把它重新建立起来。”
But the people didn't care about that new temple, the church which is his body. They just wanted to keep the old temple, which had been being built by Herod for 46 years.
那些人他们一点都不关心，这是基督讲到他的身体成为了殿，而且他们要保持那个希律王在48年前建的那个圣殿。
In chapter 3, Nicodemus, the religious man, comes.
在第三章，尼哥底母这个宗教人来了。
He wants more religious knowledge.
他需要更多的宗教的知识。
Jesus says, "No religious knowledge," and breathed the breath of life, and he was born again.
耶稣说没有宗教的知识，耶稣就向他吹气，然后他就重生了。
In chapter 4, Jesus offers this woman at the well springs of living water, but all she wants to do is argue about which mountain is better and whose worship is better.
在第四章里面，耶稣要把这个泉源赐给那个妇人，但是他只是关心的是在哪个山上敬拜更好一点，在哪个怎么方式敬拜更好。
In chapter 5, Jesus brought Sabbath rest to that lame man who 38 years laid by the pool.
在第五章，耶稣把那个在床上瘫了38年的人，他把这个安息日的安息带给他。
But all the religious people cared about, they didn't care about the man. They just cared that Jesus broke the Sabbath rules.
但是那些宗教抓住宗教的人，他们根本不关心这件事情，他们只是关心耶稣来破坏了这个安息日的规则。
In chapter 6, John offered, Jesus offered them the bread of life, which comes down from heaven.
在第六章，耶稣来给他们带来从天上来的粮。
But the people said, no, we just want more bread.
他们说，不，我们只是要更多的吃的。
We want to live by bread alone.
我们只是单靠食物活着就行了。
In chapter 7,
第七章
Jesus says, if anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink living waters.
耶稣说那些凡是渴了到我这里来可以喝。
But the leaders jumped on him and said, you're defying our traditions and the law.
那些带领的人来到他面前说你来抵挡了我们的传统我们的律法。
John chapter 8,
第八章
Jesus offered forgiveness to the adulterous woman.
耶稣给那行淫的妇人带来赦免。
But religion just wanted to offer her the stones of law's condemnation.
但是宗教只是要靠着律法来打死他。
In chapter 9,
第九章
Zoe life gave new eyes to a man born blind.
这个生命让一个生来就瞎眼的人重见光明。
But all the leaders who were spiritually blind threw him out of the synagogue.
那些带领他们的本来属灵上瞎眼的，把那个人从会堂里面赶出去。
So what's the problem here?
这就是其中的问题。
Is Jesus a revolutionary?
耶稣他是不是带有革命性的呢？
Is Jesus against religion?
耶稣他是不是来对抗宗教的呢？
No.
不是。
You know, religion is just a wineskin.
你知道宗教只是酒袋。
But the wineskin.Needs to be able to take Zoe life.
但是那个酒袋要能够盛装这个新的生命。
And the problem with Christians even today is they prefer their old wineskin to the new life.
我们今天很多基督徒，我们的问题就是我们更喜欢要这个旧的酒袋，而不是新的生命。
So Jesus, when he offered life, met confrontation from the old wineskin.
当耶稣把生命带进来的时候，他就遇到了那个旧的酒袋的抵挡。
Now this was just the first section we did John chapters 1 through 6 about the Zoe.
这只是在约翰第一到第六章的第一段，我们讲到的是生命。
Now we come to the second section, John chapter 7 through 12, in which we see the phos or the light.
然后我们来到了第二段，从第七到第十二章，我们看见耶稣是那光。
32 times he's mentioned as the light or talks about light.
有32次他在那里讲到光。
And the seven discourses that we find in these chapters all talk about knowing the light of spiritual truth.
在这一段里面的七处的讲论都让我们认识真理的光。
In the first six chapters, Jesus showed many of his sign miracles.
在前六章，耶稣显了很多的神迹。
Now, different Bible teachers count different numbers, but usually people say there were seven signs that Jesus performed.
有不同的圣经教师，他们数算不同的神迹，但是我们一般知道有七处的神迹。
Do you know what they are?
你知不知道他们都是哪些?
Can you remember?
你记不记得?
Well, five of them were in those first six chapters.
在前六章里面讲到了五处。
All right, here's the seven signs.
这就是七个神迹。
Now some of you can wake up because you have something to write down. Now. Here we go.
你们可以醒了，你们可以要做笔记。
First sign.
第一个神迹。
Changing water into wine.
他使水变成酒。
Second sign.
第二个神迹。
Chapter four, healing the nobleman's son.
第四章，他使大臣的儿子来得救。
The third sign.
第三个神迹
healing the man bedridden for 38 years.
他救了那个38年瘫痪的人。
The fourth sign.
第四个神迹
feeding the 5,000 in the Passover.
在逾越节让5,000人吃饱。
The fifth sign.
第五处
Jesus walking on the water.
耶稣在水上行走。
Those are all within those first six chapters.
在全部的前六章就记载了五处的神迹。
Now in this next section, there are two more signs to complete these seven.
在第二段里面有两处的神迹。
Can you think what they are?
你记不记得他们是什么
？Right. Number six is the man given sight who was born blind.
第六就是让生来瞎眼的得以看见。
And number seven?
第七。
Lazarus raised from the dead.
他让拉撒路从死里复活。
But now we come to the second section on the phos, on the light.
我们今天来到第二段讲到光。
And the emphasis now isn't on miracles and signs of life.
他不只是在那里在重强调这个生命所带来的神迹。
These chapters emphasize light being revealed.
这几章圣经强调的是光来被显现出来。
And we find seven discourses in these chapters, 7 through 12.
我们看到第七到十二章里面有七大段的论述。
You want to write them down?
你愿不愿意记下来
？All right. So I'm not giving you all 14. This is too many. But here we go. Here's the seven we were dealing with tonight.
我不想把所有的十四段的论述都告诉你们。我们今天只是讲来七处的论述。
Now we should get through by midnight if you stay with me here.
如果你跟着我的话，我们今天晚上半夜以前一定讲得完。
In chapter seven, his discourse is on drinking from the water from the rock.
第七章讲到从磐石的水那里喝。
Chapter 8, I am the light of the world.
第八章讲到我是世上的光。
And then again, another discourse in chapter 8, abiding in the truth sets us free.
第八章又讲到一段论述，我们住在真理的里面就使我们得自由。
And then in chapter 8, another one.
第八章另外一处。
Spiritual freedom or bondage.
是属灵的自由还是奴役
？And then in chapter 10,
第十章
，I am the good shepherd discourse.
我是那好牧人的论述。
And then in chapter 10 again,
第十章
，the oneness of Christ and the Father.
基督与父原为一。
And then in chapter 12,
第十二章
，Jesus the Redeemer of the world.
耶稣是世上的救主。
Now.This is where the middle of the Gospel of John. Now, I don't know. Do the Mandarin Bibles do red letter?
中文圣经里面有没有用红字
？I don't think so. Huh? Do they? Yeah. Oh, they do. Oh, okay, I didn't know that. All right. Well, you see, here's the problem. When you get to this section, there's an awful lot of red letter in here.
当你看我们就
red letter, red letter, red letter, red letter, red letter, a lot of talking, right?
在约翰福音，你翻到中间，看见有一大段一大段的红字，红字都是表明是耶稣讲的话。
And when you read these discourses, they make you dizzy.
当你读这些论述的时候，好像让你有点头晕目眩。
Now, how many of you remember what happened in John chapter 5?
你们多少人记得在约翰福音第五章里面记载的
？The man by the pool was healed, right?
在比士大湖那个池边被医治的那个人。
Now, how many of you remember the 25-verse discourse that came after that?
有多少人你记得在
What did he talk about?
在他后面他讲了二十五节的他的论述，有他讲的是什么呢？
In chapter 8,
你知道在第八章
，We know the story. The woman caught in adultery.
我们知道这个故事，那个行淫的妇人。
But then, for 53 verses after that, the discourse Jesus gave, what was he talking about?
在这之后的五十三节的圣经，耶稣的论述讲的是什么呢？
You don't remember, huh?
你不记得
？But I'm telling you.
但是我告诉你
，John gave us these words as Jesus, because these words, if they're meditated upon, will bring us into sonship.
约翰把这些耶稣的话带给我们，如果我们就着这些话来沉思默想的话，就可以把我们带到儿子的名分。
These discourses cannot be run through la la la.
这些话你不能就这样简单的啦啦啦就这样把它读完了。
And I'm doing my Bible study every day. I'm reading a chapter. Okay, I got to chapter 8. I said, oh, the woman was forgiven, was caught in adultery, and then the rest of it, mumble, mumble, jumble, mumble. Okay.
然后每天我读圣经，然后第八章看到这个行淫的妇人，然后被赦免了，然后后面的
now
就这样就读完了。
Now I close my book. I can't remember a thing.
我把我的书合起来，我一件事情我都记不得。
He said something about the Father sent me. I don't know, and I love him, but you don't. And But you guys like the light and you guys don't, something like that.
他就说好像耶稣讲到他一些关于父亲的事情，我爱他们，你们不爱，然后我爱光，你们不爱光，好像这些事情。
But you know what? That's the way Jesus talked.
但是你知不知道这就是耶稣讲话的方式？
You just can't go by the miracles.
你不能仅仅看见他行的神迹。
What's the point?
这是其中什么意义呢？
Now we have Zoe. Praise God.
我们现在有生命了，感谢主。
But now, if you don't have revelation, Zoe is going to go off the tracks.
如果你没有启示的话，这个生命就让你们带把你们带偏了。
You got Zoe, but you need direction.
你有生命，你也需要给你指的方向。
If we find recovery in the church, we find a place where the truth is being revealed as light to walk in.
如果我们在关于会教会的恢复这件事情上，我们看见有那么一束光可以带领我们。
I am the light of the world. He who walks in me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
我是那世上的光，在光里行走的就不在黑暗里，不要成为世上的光。
So we're going to look at a lot of stuff tonight, but the simple point is this.
我们今天晚上要看很多的方面，但是简单一点。
Recovery needs revelation.
恢复是需要启示的。
Let's talk about false light just a minute.
我们先讲这个光这件事情。
It's one of the four essences of God.
它是神的四个本性之一。
In his very nature, he's four things.
在他的本性里面，他是四个方面。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
He is righteous.
他是公义的。
He is true. He is light.
他是光。
And he is love.
他也是爱。
The Bible says that.
圣经这样说的
God is light.
神就是光
God is love.
神就是爱
God is righteous.
神是公义
God is holy.
神是圣洁
Now God is light.
神是光
What is light?
光是什么
It's that which brings out the truth and understanding.
它是带出真理和认识的
Without his light, we walk in darkness.
没有他的光，我们只是在黑暗里行。
But how does light come to be understanding?
光怎么能够成为我们的认识呢？
Before we were saved, what do we think?
在我们得救以前，我们是怎么样的思维？
If I want to understand something,
如果我想明白什么事情，
I go to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我来到那个分别善恶树的面前。
Or, University of California, San Francisco.
你来到这个加州大学旧金山分校。
I can understand everything now.
我什么都明白了。
I have no light.
但是我没有光。
Where does false go?
光去哪里了？
False light shines on our spirit.
光是照在我们的灵的上面。
It's beyond words.
好像是你不可用言语来描述的。
When we see the light, it's beyond words.
当我们看见光的时候，我们说不出话来。
But it's something that's broken through into our spirit.
但是有什么东西被破碎，然后就进到我们的灵里面。
Then the Holy Spirit begins to bring this revelation up from the Spirit into our heart.
然后圣灵就把这个东西从带到我们的灵里面，然后又从我们的灵带升到我们的心的里面。
And from our heart, when that revelation is there, we come to our mind's understanding of something.
当我们心里面带着那个启示的时候，然后我们的头脑，我们就可以明白一件事情。
So when we see the light, we see something that is true and there's no darkness.
当我们看见光的时候，我们就看见那真实的，没有黑暗。
As we pray about it and sit and meditate about it, it begins to give us understanding.
当我们为这事来祷告、来沉思默想的时候，就让我们越来越明白。
And then eventually that understanding becomes what we call a doctrine.
然后呢，这个明白就成为了一个教义。
And then a doctrine eventually becomes in the church a dogma.
然后教义在教会里面就成为教条。
Now what's a dogma?
教条是什么？
It's something that's believed by us.
是我们所信的。
But we no longer have it connected to the light of revelation.
但是我们不能再把它与这个启示的光联系起来。
You understand what I'm saying?
你明不明白我说什么
？So my Catholic friends talk about dogma all the time. What's the dogma of the church?
我的天主教的朋友，他们一直在讲这个天主教的教条。
All right, here's a dogma.
现在有一个教条。
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
You ever hear Catholics say that?
你有没有听见天主教的人这样说
？Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
And they say that.
他们这样说。
But I'm looking for a shred of revelation or illumination there. It's just a doctrine. But where's the light?
但是当你在那里试图找着一点点的亮光启示的时候，你看不见，你觉得这只是一个教条。
Now the church, even in John's age, really developed doctrines, doctrines. But with time, they lost the force from which this illumination and understanding comes from.
在即使在约翰的那个时代，教会也他们产生了。中间产生了这些教条，但是这些教条它慢慢的就失去了那个能照明他们的这些光。
As Paul would put it, well, we have the letter of the word.
就像保罗说的，我们有字句。
But we don't know the spirit of the word.
但是我们不知道其中的经义。
And when that happens,
当这件事情发生的时候，
the church gradually loses its life.
教会就失去了它的生命。
So this is a very important matter.
这实际上是一个很重要的事情。
We must, having received Zoe, find revelation of what to do.
当我们接受了生命以后，我们必须要找到启示，让我们知道如何的行。
So, when we look at these discourses as we deal with them tonight and as they deal with light,
当我们看见这些论述的时候，我们今天来探讨这个与光有关的。
Here's two secrets we discover.In all of those verses,
在那个所有的章节里面，我们发现有两个的秘密。
Now you want to know how to serve, right?
你知道你想知道怎样来服侍吗
？To serve with power,
带有能力的服侍。
To serve with anointing,
你带着蛮有膏油的服侍。
So here's two secrets that you glean out of all of these discourses.
你从这些所有的论述里面，你可以采集到有两个秘密。
Ministry doesn't come out of anointing. Ministry comes out of relationship.
这个秘密不是从这个膏油来的，而是从你和他的亲密的关系而来的。
Ministry is relational.
这个秘密是从关系而来的。
You understand what I'm saying?
你明白不明白我是？
How many times does Jesus say from John chapter 5? Through John chapter 14,
有多少次耶稣从约翰福音第五章讲到第十四章
？I do nothing of myself.
他说我不靠我自己做任何的事情。
As the Father works, I work.
当父怎样做工，我就怎样做工。
As the Father speaks, I speak.
父怎样说，我就怎样说。
As the Father judges, I judge.
父怎么样论定审判，我就怎么样审判。
And what's Jesus saying?
耶稣怎么样说呢
？Are you looking for power for ministry?
你在寻找这个侍奉的能力吗
？I'll give you power.
我给你侍奉的能力。
Be related to Jesus in such a way that it's not you doing it.
你要和耶稣建立这样的一个关系，不是你在那里做了。
See, the disciples keep thinking Jesus is doing this, and Jesus is saying, "No, I'm not doing this. My Father's doing this."
那些门徒说耶稣做了这个做了那个，但是耶稣说我没有做，我是我的父做的。
At least 10 times he says that.
至少他讲了如此讲了十次。
But we think ministry comes out of intelligence and power and anointing when it comes out of a relationship to your Father.
我们一直认为我们的服事是出于我们的智慧，出于高油，出于我们的能力，但是实际上它是和出于我们与父的关系。
And a second recurring theme through these discourses is this:
在这些论述里面，另外一个反复出现的它的一个主题
：the fruitfulness of your ministry，
你侍奉能不能结果子
，depends on whether you have actually been sent by God。
是靠着你是不是到底是神差你做的
？We do many things we were not sent to do.
我们做许多的事情，并不是神差我们做的。
But at least a half a dozen times, if you read these discourses,
至少有六次你读这些论述的时候
，Jesus says, "This is to show you that the Father has sent me."
这就是让你看见父差了我来。
I'm not doing this because I want to do this. The Father sent me to do this.
我做这些事不是因为我愿意做，而是神差我来做的。
Now you see, for us to grow up as Christians, we've got to understand the relational reality of this light. How to walk in the light. We have to be sent by Him. We have to be related to Him so that He can do the life through us.
当我们作为基督徒，我们要长大的时候，我们必须建立这样的一个关系。我们要认识到，我们是神来差我们做这些来侍奉他的事情。
All right, now are you sufficiently confused?
你现在是不是足够混淆了
？You're going to have to read those discourses for yourself.
你要自己去亲自来读这些话。
But if you meditate on them, it's some of the deepest stuff in our Bible.
如果你就着他们反复思想的话，这是我们圣经里面一些最深刻的一些圣经。
But now let's look at some of the things that he talks about as the light.
我们来看他讲到关于光的一些圣经。
Chapter 7 through 10.
七到十章。
All take place basically around the Feast of Tabernacles.
都是在祝棚节那段时间内发生的。
Because the Feast of Tabernacles has something very important about light.
因为祝棚节和这个光这件事情有很重要的关系。
And it was during the Feast of Tabernacles that Jesus stood up and said, I am the light of the world.
在祝棚节的时候，耶稣站起来，他说，我是这世上的光。
So when chapter 7 opens, it says, now the feast of the Jews, the feast of tabernacles, was near.
当第七章开始的时候说，在祝棚节近了。
Now there's three things that it'd be helpful for us to understand went on during the feast of tabernacles.
对我们来说，我们明白三件事，对我们明白这个祝棚节，很重要。
The first was this.
第一件事。
Do you know what they put in the court of the women in the temple during the Feast of Tabernacles?
你知不知道他们在这个
The court of the women in the temple. Court of the Gentiles, court of the women, court of the men.
这个妇院他们在这个祝棚节他们在这个妇院放的是什么东西呢
Anybody know?
有人知道吗
Four candelabras 75 feet tall, and they lit them throughout the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后有四个75尺高的这个大的灯台，他们就一直在祝棚节要把它们点亮。
Four huge lampstands.
有四个巨大的灯台。
That's higher than the walls of the city and the walls of the temple.
它是比这个城的城墙和殿的墙更高的。
Throughout the Feast of Tabernacles, Jerusalem was in the daytime for a week.
在整个的这个祝棚节的一个星期，耶路撒冷都被这个光来照亮。
These were huge lamps.
这是巨大的这个灯。
The whole city was lit.
整个这个城都被照明。
You could see those lights from Bethlehem.7 miles away.
你从七英里以外的伯利恒，你都看得见。
That's the symbol of the Feast of Tabernacles.
这就是祝棚节的它的象征。
And they built these in Solomon's temple.
他们在所罗门的圣殿里面把这个建立。
Because during the Feast of Tabernacles, they remembered when they went in the wilderness, and the fire by night stood over them as the glory.
因为他们记得在旷野的时候。在晚上有云柱火柱照亮他们。
So when Jesus came to Jerusalem, he came to a place that was lit all night long.
所以耶稣来到耶路撒冷的时候，他到了一个地方，这个地方是整夜都会照得雪亮的。
And he looked up at that lamp and said, I am the light of the world.
他抬头看见那个光，他说，我是这世上的光。
Now that'sReally making a proclamation there.
他在那里做了一个宣告。
You know, I live in New York City.
我住在纽约。
One of the most amazing things that I see.
我看见了一个最让人惊奇的事情。
Now, they're always making movies or a TV show in New York City.
他们总是在纽约市在那里拍电影或者拍电视。
They bring out all these trucks. They have all this lighting.
他把这些这个拍电视的这个卡车。有照明的卡车。
And one time on the street that Julia and I lived on, they were shooting some kind of a shot from a movie.
有一天我和我的妻子我们在我们那条住的那条街上我们看见他们在拍一部电影
Now they fixed up our block It looked nice, our street
他把我们的整个那条街的外面都装修得很漂亮
But they shot this sequence about somebody coming down the street with a car and meeting something They shot it at 2 o'clock in the morning
他就拍一个人坐着一辆车来到这个街上他们是在早晨两点钟拍的
And in the movie, it's a daytime shot.
在电影里面，你看见是其实是好像是发生在白天的。
They can light up nighttime as if it were daytime.
他们可以把夜晚照成白天。
And we had curtains, but they were no match for the lights that came through that night.
我们家的窗帘都遮不住那个外面来透进来的光。
So when you think of the Feast of Tabernacles, think those lights, those lamps.And Jesus says, I'm the lamp.
当你想象祝棚节的时候，你要想象那个大的灯台，那个光所发的光。耶稣说，我是那世上的光。
You see, this is Jesus' message in the Feast of Tabernacles.
这是耶稣在祝棚节他的信息。
I am the true tabernacle.
我是那真正的帐幕。
In me is life.
在我里面有生命。
In me is light.
光住在我的里面。
That's number one.
第一。
Number two.
第二点,
During the Feast of Tabernacles,
在祝棚节的,
they celebrate what they call Simchat Torah.
他们就在那里有一个来演唱这个五经的这个仪式。
Now, you know what Torah means, right?
你知道摩西五经是什么?
You know what Simchat means?
你知不知道这个词是什么意思?
It means happy.
喜乐。
Happy Torah.
就是好像很高兴、很喜乐的圣五经。
Now I don't know if you've ever seen this, so let me invite you all to New York City.
我不知道你们看见没有，让我请你们到纽约市。
There in the middle of Manhattan.
在曼哈顿的中间。
In Union Square on 14th Street in Broadway.
在十四街百老汇和那个联合广场。
At the Feast of Tabernacles.
在那个祝棚节的那个时间
，The Orthodox Jews come to the park and they build a tabernacle.
那个正统的犹太人，他们就建立了一个会幕。
Have branches and leaves, and they have a tabernacle. Oh, I don't know, pretty big.
他们建了一个很大的一个会幕，上面摆了是树枝和树叶。
And during the 2 days of Simchat Torah.
在那个两天的那个时间里面
，You see these old men, Orthodox, black suits, long beards, tassels coming down, big hats.
你就看见这些老年的这个正统的犹太人，他们长长的胡子，然后身上都是须子，然后他们戴着高高的帽子。
And what are they doing?
他们在做什么
？They're dancing.
他们在那里跳舞。
The men with the men.Just men with men, no men and women.
男人和男人在跳舞。
The women over there dance. The men over here dance.
女人和女人跳舞，男人和男人跳舞。
They dance around like this.
他们就是这样子转着跳舞。
And they sing Torah, 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 Torah. It's a very simple song.
他们就唱很简单的歌，这个五经，摩西五经。
And they kiss the Torah.
他们也亲吻。
They love the Torah.
他们是特别的爱这个圣经。
They're happy Torah.
他们是喜乐的。
Every word they love.
他们爱其中的每一个字。
You know, the Palestinian Jews rejected the Septuagint version of the Old Testament in Greek.
你知道那个巴勒斯坦的那些犹太人，他们不信这个七十世的这个旧约的五经。
You know why they rejected it?
你知不知道他们为什么来拒绝它
Because they believed every Hebrew word in the Torah was magic.
因为他们相信在五经里面的每一个词都是神奇的。
Just repeating the words does something righteous in you.
如果你只是在那重复的讲一个词就让你里面有正公义。
Hebrew children learn how to sound out the words and they're not even told what it means because that's not important.
希伯来人的他们的孩子们他可以学会这个怎样发声这些词的发声他们甚至不知道那些意义是什么因为对他们来说不重要
If you meet a dedicated Muslim
如果你遇见一个虔诚的穆斯林
They only read the Quran in Arabic
他们只是用阿拉伯文来读可兰经。
Because the words are magic.
因为那个词对他们来说是神奇的。
They don't have to understand the words.
他们不需要明白。
You just say the words.
他们只是来把这个音来发出来。
Well, in some sense, that's what the Jews believed about Torah. Oh, they loved the Torah.
就是好像这个犹太人，他们也是这样的，信靠这个摩西五经，他们喜爱摩西五经。
And at the Feast of Tabernacles, what they do when they get into the little booth?
当他们在祝棚节，他们进到这个一个的小帐篷里面，他们做什么呢
？What do you think they do?
你想他们在做什么
？Play Uno?
他们是不是
？No, they read Torah.
不，他们在那里读五经。
And every Feast of Tabernacles, they come to the end of their readings in Deuteronomy, and they begin again in Genesis during Simchat Torah.
每次在这个节期的里面，他们就一直读到申命记，然后再回到创世纪，再重新读。
They read the law. They read. They go back and forth and read the law. Inside, you can see inside the booths.
然后他们就在那里读这个律法，读你看见他们在这个帐篷里面读。
All right, so now we can look in the Bible.
现在我们可以看圣经。
That's just background.
这就是这个背景。
In John 7:14 and 15, let's read those two verses.
约翰七章十五节。
You remember Jesus didn't go up to the feast when his brothers told him to go up.
你记得当耶稣的兄弟让他去耶路撒冷的时候，他没有去。
But in verse 14 it says, Now, when it was the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. During Torah.
当十四节到了节期，耶稣上殿里开始去教训人。当他们唱这个五经的时候
，And the Jews then were astonished, saying.How has this man become so learned, having never been educated?
犹太人就稀奇地说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？
Listen, every year they're saying the same words, the Torah, the law.
每年他们就重复地说同样一件事，这个摩西五经，律法。
And one day the Logos shows up and shines the light on the Word of God.
但是有一天道显现了，而且把光照在神的话的上面。
And these people said, "We've never heard anybody explain the Bible like this."
他们说，我们从来没有听人是这样的来解释圣经。
Oh, how wonderful it is if you fellowship in an assembly where the light of God shines on the Word of God.
如果你在这样的一个教会里面聚会，当神他的光照在他的自己的话的里面，这是实在是多么奇妙的一件事情。
These people sincerely loved that law.
他们这些人实在爱慕律法。
But it's as if the flashlight went off in the temple, and there's Jesus, a carpenter's son.
然后在那里突然有一个亮光，就是来了。耶稣他是一个木匠的儿子。
And he's connecting heaven and earth with his very words.
他用他自己的话把天和地联系起来。
I am the light.
他说我是光。
I am the true tabernacle.
我是那真帐幕。
I am the light in the tabernacle.
我是那帐幕里的光。
Oh, it stirred up the whole city.
把整个的城市都扰动了。
And it caused a lot of opposition.
也带来了很多人抵挡他。
Because of the third thing we know about the Feast of Tabernacles.
因为是我们知道祝棚节的第三件事情。
Do you know why the temple has a water gate?
你知不知道为什么圣殿有一个水门？
It has a lot of gates, right?
它有很多的门。
As a water gate.
有一个水门。
Okay, it's for the Feast of Tabernacles.
是为了祝棚节来特别留的。
For the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles.
祝棚节一共七天。
The priests go down to the pool of Siloam.
那些祭司他们到这个示罗的这个池子。
They draw some water in basins.
他们用盆子接一些水。
Silver basins.
是银盆。
And they carry them up from down the pool of Siloam down to get upstairs, and up into the temple, and up into the water gate, and up onto the top of the temple wall.
他们就从示罗池把一盆水 装满，然后爬着台阶一直到了这个圣殿，然后出了这个水门，一直到这个圣殿的墙。
And then they get to the top of the wall and they pour the water over the side of the water gate.
他就把这个水从这个水门这个这边然后倒下来。
And everybody goes hip hip hooray.
那些人就在那里发出欢呼的声音。
Now what are they doing?
他们做什么呢？
They're talking about when they were in the wilderness and every day they got water from the rock.
他们实际上是讲到在旷野的时候，每一天他们都从磐石出水得水喝。
But after the 7 days of the feast,
这七天的祝棚节以后
，there was an 8th day,
第八天
，the last, the great day of the feast,
就是那个最大的那个日。
And the priests drew no water.
那个祭司他就不再去接水了
，because they prayed for the Messiah to come.
因为他们祈求祷告让弥赛亚来
and they believed as in Ezekiel
他们像在以西结那里面说的他们这样
相信 when the Messiah comes to the temple and the glory is restored water will come out from the very throne of the temple
他们知道当弥赛亚来了这个 圣殿恢复了就在他的宝座的下面就涌出这活水来
so on that last day there was no water poured out and everybody sensed the thirstFor the Messiah.
所以最后一天没有水再倒下来，每个人都为弥赛亚的回来而饥渴。
And what did Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么事？
He stood up and said, "If any man is thirsty,"
他站起来说，人若渴了，
"Let him come to me and drink."
可以到我这里来喝。
I am water from the rock.
我是从那磐石里面出来的水。
He who believes in me, as the Scripture says, out of his belly shall flow springs of living water.
凡信我的，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Oh, such a wonderful occasion.
这实在是一个非常奇妙的一个场合。
The folks was there at tabernacles. The whole place was lit up.
光在那里，整个的这个帐幕都被点亮了。
And what was the result?
结果是什么？
A discourse over the controversy that the Jews had with him.
在后来，他就发出了一大段的论述，讲到。这个犹太人对他的一些争论。
They still believed Jesus was no good because he broke the law of the Sabbath that Moses gave them. They follow Moses. They said, "We don't follow this guy."
他们认为耶稣不好，因为他在那里打破了摩西留给他们的律法的安息日的条例。他们说，我们跟随的是摩西，而不是这个人。
So Jesus made this comment in chapter 7, verse 24.
所以耶稣就在第七章二十四节是这样的做了这样的一个论断。
Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment.
不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
What's the basis of your righteousness? Outward?
你们
or true?
你们公义的根据是什么？是外表呢，还是真实的
？When we come to chapter 8, we have an example of true.Righteous justice.
我们来到第八章，我们就看见一个真正的公义的一个例子。
Now Jesus is the Phos, the light of the world.
耶稣是世上的光。
And he's got to shine his light on something.
他要把他的光照亮一件事情。
Now it happened when the woman was brought before Jesus, who was caught in the act of adultery.
当这个行淫妇人被带到他的面前的时候。
And his leaders said, now this woman, according to the law, should be stoned because she was caught in the act of adultery. Now, what do you say?
那个长老说，按照律法来讲，这个妇人应该用石头打死。耶稣说了什么？
And at this point, everybody has a theory about what Jesus wrote in the sand.
每个人都有一个理论，认为耶稣在地上写了什么字。
But it's not what he wrote on the sand. It's what he said that shone the force upon the situation.
不是他在沙土上写的字，而是他所发出的光，然后来看见这里面。
Okay, you're coming to me with your righteousness according to the law and to condemn this woman.
你们来到我面前是按照律法的义来来判这个定这个妇人的罪。
Let me just shine some real light on righteousness.
但是让我照亮一些照亮这个公义的光。
Let him who has no sin cast the first stone.
没有犯过罪的可以扔第一块石头打他。
Because when Jesus said that, everybody saw there is none righteous, no, not one.
当耶稣说这话的时候，他们看见没有一个义人，一个也没有。
And everybody slinked away.
每一个人都一个一个的出去了。
You see, religion has a bunch of laws.
你看这个宗教有很多的这个。
Has a bunch of laws.
有很多的律法，很多的规章制度。
Forget religion.
你忘不要再想象想这个宗教。
In church,
在教会里面
，people judge one another all the time.
每个人都在论断别人。
They gossip.
他们在那里流言蜚语。
They criticize.
他们在那里批评别人。
And it's all based on a wrong concept of righteousness.
都是根据他们错误的公义的观念。
What is the truth of righteousness?
公义的真理是什么
？There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有一个义人，一个也没有。
Let God be the judge. You shut up your mouth.
让神成为那个审判官，我们都闭嘴。
One of the things we see down through the history of recovery is,
我们看见在这个恢复的这个一段的历史的当中
，Christians who are merciful,
那些满有仁慈怜悯的基督徒。
Our Zoe life has to be directed by light of true righteousness.
我们的生命必须要有那个正义公义的光来引导我们。
Or in our zeal we condemn.
或者否则的话，在我们的热心的里面，我们就来审判人。
Just one word, and the light switch came on.
就一个词，然后一个光的，它的开关就打开了。
We need to live in this force.
我们必须活在这个光的里面。
Well, this begins chapter 8, the longest discourse in the gospel.
然后就来到第八章，是在这个福音书里面最长的一段论述。
And Jesus starts spiraling up in the truth of light beyond what the disciples could understand at the present moment. But John kept these words in his heart.
在那一刻，耶稣他就开始他的一个螺旋上升的一个论述，讲到这个生命的光，那些门徒们都不能明白，但是约翰把这些话深深地藏在了心里。
He touched on light in four scriptures.
他在光讲到光在四处的圣经里面。
First, he spoke about the light of life.
首先，他讲到生命的光。
If you're really living,
如果你活着的话
，you're walking in the light.
你要行在光的中间。
It's verse 12 of chapter 8.
八章十二节。
I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
And then in verse 31 and 32, we come to the second one. The light of truth sets us free.
然后来到31、32节，讲到光，真理的光，就让我们必得自由。
So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, If you continue in my word, then you're truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
And then in verse 36, the light shone upon whose son are you?
然后到了36节，光就照亮了我们是谁的儿子。
And he says, "If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed."
如果天父的自由，天父的儿子若叫你们得自由，你们就真自由了。
But the discourse then was, whose son are you?
然后呢，论述讲到你们是到底是谁的儿子
？Are you a son of Abraham?
你们是亚伯拉罕的儿子吗
？Are you a son of Moses?
你们是摩西的儿子吗
？Are you a son of Satan?
你们是撒旦的儿子吗
？Or are you a son who is free?
还是你们是那自由之子呢
？And then the final one is in chapter 9, verses 4 and 5.
来，最后来到第九章的第四、第五节。
The light that shines on our serving.
这个光照亮了我们的侍奉。
We must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的光。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。
And this was all about.How the blind man was given light to see.
这里是讲到那个生来瞎眼的人，他怎样得到光，他可以看见。
But when the blind man saw, he said, "I once was blind, but now I see."
当这个瞎子说，我从前是瞎眼的，现在我可以我看见了。
He must have known the song Amazing Grace.
他一定会唱这个奇异恩典这首歌。
No, he's testifying of his experience.
不，他是从他的经历里面来做这个见证。
Because when he gained sight by the foes,
当他从光那里得到他的视觉，
he understood his purpose, his work.
他就明白他的目的，他的工作。
What's that?
是什么呢？
To be a witness of the light.
是要成为光，来为光来做见证。
And the whole chapter 9 is about him being a witness to the light that gave him eyes to see.
第九章一直就讲到他会给他那个眼视力可以看的那个光来做见证。
And he was rewarded by being thrown out of the synagogue.
他得到的是什么样的报答呢？他是从会堂里面被赶了出去。
And so Jesus just turned the light on a little brighter.
耶稣就把这个光打得更亮。
Don't worry about being thrown out of the synagogue.
你不要担心你被从会堂里赶出来。
I'm forming a brand new flock.
我在这里从另有一群羊。
Welcome, blind man who now sees, to my flock.
我欢迎你，你个从前瞎眼现在能看见的，欢迎你到我的羊群里。
You see, the people who was running your little flock before, they were thieves and robbers, and they made you afraid, and they warned you, they're going to kick you out.
你看你以前所属的那群羊，他们那些人是盗贼，他们来恐吓你，他把你扔出去。
But I'm the good shepherd.
但是我是那好牧人。
And I'm the door. If you come through, you'll be saved.
我是那门，你从我这里进入的，你就得救了。
And I will lead you out to find pasture. Oh, you'll really live with me, and I'll lead you back in.
我就带你去到那青草地，然后你就可以在那里过活，然后又与我一起回来。
He's just shining light on what a true shepherd is.
他就在那里照亮了一个真正的牧人是什么。
See, Israel didn't have any true shepherds.
以色列并没有一个真正的牧人。
He said, I'm a good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep.
他说我是那好牧人，我好牧人为羊舍命。
And the end of chapter 10 takes us to the festival of lights.
到了第十章讲到这个光明节。
You see, it's all about the light.
好像一直是讲到光。
What's the festival of lights?
什么是光明节？
What do you call it?
你叫它什么
？Hanukkah. It's the festival of lights.
是光明节。
That's because the menorah in the temple remained alight for 8 days, even though there was no more oil. It was a miracle. They call it festival of lights.
因为在圣殿里面，这个虽然没有油了，但是这个灯台还发了8天的光，是一个神迹，所以他们叫这个是光明节。
And every festival of lights, they pray for the Messiah to come.And to light the lamp forever.
每一次的光明节，他们就祷告让弥赛亚来，可以把这个灯台来点亮。
Well, you see, there's much more to talk about. There's the discourse in chapter 11 on the resurrection and the life.
有很多的论述在第十一章讲到复活、生命和复活。
Well, you'll just have to read it because there's too much there. But there's light regarding resurrection and life.
你必须自己来读，因为那里有很多讲到这个复活和生命的光。
But then we come to chapter 12.
然后来到第十二章。
And he finishes up and says.
他结束了，他说。
In verse 23.
二十三节。
Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit."
耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒，若是死了就结出许多子粒来。
And then in verse 35,
然后三十五节，
Jesus said to them, "For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light."
耶稣对他们说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去，你们应当趁着有光信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
This is a wonderful name, Sons of Light.
这实在是一个很奇妙的名字，光明之子。
See, John wants us to become sons of glory.
你看，约翰愿意我们成为荣耀之子。
We have to liveIn the light of what Jesus says,
我们必须活在耶稣他的话语的亮光的里面。
Just a few closing remarks about the light.
我们 在光的上面我们有几处结束的 几句
I hope you have time to go back and read these various discourses because they're thick with light and revelation.
我盼望你们回去能够重新读这些论述，因为它这里面是充满了这些启示，光的启示。
Now we have life, but we need that light in order to be free as his people and come into the sons of glory.
我们有生命，但是我们需要那个光来带领我们，让我们一步一步的成为荣耀之子。
Revelation is absolutely vital in our ongoing of sons of glory.
启示是我们要成为荣耀之子中不可或缺的。
These discourses, I don't know whether you want to say they spiral downward into deeper things, or they spiral upwards into higher things.
我不知道怎么描述这些论述，它是像这样螺旋越来越深呢，还是螺旋的上升越来越 高昂呢？
But Jesus in his discourses is relating what your life as a Christian is like.
但是耶稣通过这些论述是让我们作为基督徒，我们可以和光我们发生关系。
The deepest part of our Christian life is our relationship to the Father and to the Son.
我们作为基督徒，我们最深可以有的最深的关系就是与父和子的关系。
And as you read the discourses, he'll spiral back to the same things, but on a higher level. Every time he comes back around, same spot again, but a higher level. So is our Christian life.
当他在这些论述里面，你可以看见他螺旋的一直回到同一个地方，然后又螺旋的上升，又回到同样的一个地方。我们基督徒的生命也是这样。
Now, the light is a difficult reality to embrace.
光实际上是一个对我们而言很难的一个实际可以让我们能够抓住的。
And why?
为什么？
Because light always exposes.
因为光总是在那里暴露。
How many of you like to be exposed? Raise your hand.
你们多少人愿意被暴露？可以举起你们的手。
But if we read those discourses,the disciples were exposed. All the time they were exposed. They misunderstood all the time.
我们看主发出这些论述的时候，可以看见他的门徒所有的时候他们都被暴露出来，他们好像误解了主的话。
In those discourses, you see the sublime words of Jesus in his relationship to the Father.
然后你看见这里面有这个让人眼瞎的耶稣与神的这个关系。
And then you see the disciples making a dumb response.
然后你看见门徒们他们做了一个很愚蠢的一个反应。
I just don't get it.
我听不懂。
They misunderstood Jesus every time he spoke about the light.
每次耶稣讲到光的时候他们都误解他。
But they became sons of light.
但是他们成为光明之子。
As they lived and walked with Jesus.
当他们与耶稣一起同行的时候。
Now it's only as we live in Zoe.
只有当我们活在生命的里面。
And then the light shines on us.
然后光照亮我们。
That we come to our final section, that the logos is agape.
然后我们就可以来到我们的最后的一段，就是道，也是那爱。
But since I see the bat is flying around.
我们看见一个蝙蝠飞来飞去。
I think that must be a signal. My time is up.
一定是提醒我说我时间到了。
Let's just have a prayer.
我们低头一点祷告。
Light of the world, you shined out of darkness.
世上的光，你照在黑暗的里面。
And showed us things we've never seen before.
你让我们看见我们以前从未看见的。
Draw us into that relationship with yourself and the Father and the Holy Spirit.
吸引我们到进到与父与子的关系的里面
that we might live the love life that you intend for us
让我们可以过一个你设计我们要过的爱的生活
Oh, do shine the light upon us verse by verse, word by word
求你照亮你的话的每一句每一节
things which John poured out of his heart
那些约翰从他心里面倒出来的
Now help us to understand
也帮助我们能够来认识。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。